proper eating and fitness for the band director. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Many of us as band directors struggle with eating properly, maintaining the proper fitness. You know, we are so dedicated to our jobs and what we're doing with music that sometimes we forget to take care of ourselves. But it's a really important thing for us to do, because if we don't take care of ourselves, then we're not going to have a very long career. We're going to burn out. Our family lives are going to suffer. Our bodies will suffer. And so I want to give you a couple of tips today on things you can do to live a healthier life. I'll tell you a little bit about my story. In 1985 is when I graduated from high school, and at that time I weighed about 180, maybe 185. My wife says she thinks it was a little bit less than that, but that's what I remember, is weighing about 180. In 2006, I was the heaviest I had ever been, weighing in at 235 pounds. For many, many years, I struggled with my weight. And I actually have exercised through the years. Since I was about 13 or 14, I've regularly jogged and lifted weights. And I think part of my problem was that I thought, as long as I exercise, then I can eat however I want. Well, in 2006, when I was 235 pounds, I was also 40 years old, and I went in for a physical, and the doctor said, I have never seen triglycerides and cholesterol this high. He wanted to start me on medicine, and I asked him if he could wait before doing that and give me some time, because I knew exactly what the problem was. The problem was the two packs of M&Ms that I was eating on a daily basis. You see, at 2:30, when school was over, I just felt like I was in a slump physically, and the M&Ms would give me a boost. But now when I look back on that, I realize how temporary that was. So I set out to try to lose some weight at the age of 40, and I upped my running. In fact, I started training for a marathon. I watched what I ate. I cut out the two packs of M&Ms a day. And in about 8 weeks, I was down quite a bit, maybe 20 pounds, 25 pounds. And as I approached the marathon, so I went back to the doctor, and he said the triglycerides and cholesterol levels had come down, and he was not going to start me on medicine. But I continued to lose weight and watch what I ate, and I got down to about 205 as I got close to the marathon starting. However, I felt like I was starving all the time. I really was eating a lot of vegetables. I sometimes had a handful of nuts, but I just felt like I was starving all the time. And so that did not last. I've never been back up to 235, but since that time, I've fluctuated between 205 and 220. And at 205, I feel much, much better than I do at a heavier weight. I just want to put a disclaimer in here real quick. I am not a doctor, and I do not play one on TV. So please seek medical assistance. Go see your doctor. My doctor eventually referred me to a dietitian who gave me a lot of advice. I was trying to cut out too many fats, and in consequence of that, I was eating too much sugar. And so that helped me once I went to see the dietitian and changed my diet some. Here are three tips to help you as you strive to have better fitness and eat better in 2016. Number one, make exercise a priority. This is so hard to do. For me, the hard part is during marching band season. I come home sometimes, I'm just dead beat. I don't feel like running at all, but I make myself do it. For the longest time, I actually ran in the morning. And a couple of years ago, I had someone pull a gun on me in the morning. So my wife prefers that I don't do that in the morning. Now, everything was fine. Nobody shot me. It was just kind of a vigilante. He had something stolen from him, and he saw me running, and he assumed I was the one who stole it. But getting home from marching band practice, I have to make myself run. And during marching band season, because I'm working 65 plus hours a week oftentimes, I don't do my long runs during that season. So I'm just doing that to kind of maintain my fitness. But I've made exercise a priority even during that time. In the long term, you're going to feel much better. You're going to have a longer career. The reason why I've struggled between 205 and 220 is that I didn't always combine the exercise with healthy eating. So you have to continue to try to eat healthily and find foods that you can eat that when you're really hungry or you're feeling that low stretch. My dietitian suggested nuts and combination of things. So for example, I was eating sometimes two bananas and I would feel fine for about half an hour and then I would just crash. And she pointed out that the two bananas had no long-term proteins or anything. So it was like eating sugar pretty much, even though bananas are better for you. So she suggested instead of two bananas, one banana with peanut butter or something like that where there's some protein, or one banana and a cheese stick. And that has helped me out a lot, kind of mixing in the carbs and the proteins. And probably now I lean more towards the protein. So number one, make exercise a priority. Number two, find what works for you. I just discovered an app. I'm hoping now to get back down to my high school weight in the 180s. And this app has helped me out a lot. It's called MyFitnessPal. And basically, you punch in some figures when you're starting with the app, and it tells you exactly how many calories you're allowed per day. And when you exercise, you can add some more calories in it. So from the middle of October, when I was weighing in at about 218, it was right after marching band season or towards the end of marching band season, until now, early January, I'm down to about 203, 204. And this is the first time that I've been at that weight, except for when I turned 40, that I didn't feel like I was starving. Back in that time, I felt like I was starving any time I got below about 210. So I can see the possibility now of 185 coming back. And I feel great. I'm not hungry. I know exactly what I can eat. It also makes me make wise decisions, because when my wife and I, for example, recently went to Olive Garden, and you're able to punch in things from just about any restaurant, and it'll tell you what the calories are, and it'll subtract it from what you're allowed for the day. Well, I discovered that the breadsticks have 150 calories, and a bowl of soup, which was extremely delicious, had 150 calories. I was about to turn down a bowl of soup and go for the breadsticks, but the app helped me to see that the bowl of soup would be better and tastier and was not as many calories as I thought. So that app is called MyFitnessPal. It's actually encouraged me to exercise more, because the number of calories it gives me without exercise leaves me slightly hungry at the end of dinner. The rest of the day I'm fine, but at the end of dinner I have to eat a little bit lighter than I would like. But if I get out and do even a 20 or 30 minute jog, then that seems to make it all right for me. So I've been losing weight and feeling great, not feeling hungry for the most part, and it's worked out well for me. Even during the Thanksgiving and Christmas season, I was able to maintain that weight. I don't think I really lost any the 2 weeks leading into Christmas, but I didn't gain any either. So that's always great. Number two, find out what works for you. MyFitnessPal has worked out really well for me. Number three, this is probably the best tip of them all. Make choices ahead of time. When I was in my third summer of my master's degree, I bought a little $30 refrigerator from the pawn shop, and I had that in my dorm room. I was spending half a week for 8 weeks of the summer on site at a college working on my master's degree. And I was making bad choices when I was there with food, and it was because the availability of good choices was hard until I got that refrigerator. Well, college ended that year, and I earned my master's degree, and I brought that refrigerator back with me into my band office, and it's been great because I plan ahead. I stock it with things that are good for me, like yogurt and fruit and chocolate milk in the little containers that are like 100 calories. And that has been one of the best things that I've done. Another way that you can make choices ahead of time is when you know you have a rehearsal or a sectional. Like even tonight, I've got all city sectionals that I'm going to. Well, I planned ahead for that, and I made a sandwich and made some things that I know will make it a little bit easier for me, then, and it will avoid the temptation of wanting to find something quick and easy to eat, which is almost always bad for you. You know, when you get hangry, that's when you're hungry because your blood sugar is low and you become angry because of it. It's called hangry. It makes life really difficult. So plan ahead, have some healthy choices around, maybe some packages of nuts. I really like the 100 calorie packs that are becoming really popular because if I have a big bag or a big box of nuts, I could end up eating the whole thing, and there's several thousand calories in one of those big containers. So, but I think you could save some money by portioning it out ahead of time. If you would like some ideas for some tasty recipes that would help you in this path of getting healthier, then I recommend tasteofdivine.com. It's a website run by my daughter. She's great at putting together healthy recipes that taste delicious and you don't feel like you're missing a thing. She's an excellent cook and an excellent daughter. And I know that taking care of your health is going to make you a better band director and give you a longer career.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.